this year we have also the luxury that we're starting more or less the beginning of a Shemitah Shal, before a Shemitah Shal even. So we have mamish a whole month uninterrupted to do tshuva, and we have a whole month uninterrupted to really to get into the limud before we have the before it starts to get broken up by the Yom Tov. So that's it. Let's start without any further ado. So who's going to be in charge of posting the Shiurim on Yud Torah? Who's recording it right now? That's you. Yeah, so talk to me after Shiur about how to post it. Okay. So the Mishnah says, I may be getting, So that's the basic topic for the next few Dapim. That is the Kanas Chachamim. Person brings a get from Medina Sayam, the shliach has to say b'fanai nechtam u'b'fanai nechtam, and so we'll see in the Gemara. We're in the Gemara. Machlekes is Rav and Rava. What's the reason for this takana? It's a special nemonis. First of all, it's only in Erechot. The Gemara is going to talk about how he even has nemonis, but it's a takana here that he has nemonis. But what's the point of his having this nemonis? Why only for Medina Sayam? So the Gemara is before Machlek is Rabba and Rava. Rabba says the reason is Lufishayim Bekiyim Lishma. Then in Chutzlar is they're not Bekiyim in Lishma. So we're afraid that maybe the get was not written in Lishma. Maybe the Chesima and the Chesima weren't Lishma. We'll see in the Gemara how Machlek is, which one is more important. Does the Chesima have to be Lishma? Does the Chesima have to be Lishma? There's also a lot of topics here. But the Kapon and Rabba holds the basic agenda over here is that in Chutzlar is they're not so learned. And they're not Bekiyim in Lishma. So if we need the shliach to say that the get was written, that the get was written lishma, that's why I have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. The Gemara is going to ask, so let him say. So then the main word is missing. The takana should be that he has to say b'fanei nechta lishma, b'fanei nechta lishma. The Gemara is going to say that's already too much. That is already going to garble. So yeah, he just says for sure b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. And Rashi says, and then we'll already ask him how exactly was it done, and he'll explain to us that it was written lishma. But the formula is the essay b'fana nechta b'fana ay nechta. That's Rabba. And Rabba says a different reason entirely, nothing to do with the Shema, but rather because we're afraid the Baal is going to come and he's going to be ma'ar that the get is mezuyif. And if the get is mezuyif, then it's certainly no good. So we need him to say b'fana nechta b'fana nechta that the get was written taka b'sivi ha'baal, the get was written properly with the chasimus, or bona fide chasimus, eidim, whom the Baal was mitzavet to write the get. So that's why you have to have b'fana nechta b'fana nechta. So according to Rabbi, it's because of El Shashav Shalei Lishma. According to Rava, it's because of El Shashav of Ziv. Maskanis the Gemara, eventually the Gemara says that Rabbi is like the Rava, that Rabbi agrees that there's Rava's agenda too. Rabbi is being massive, another reason. Besides the issue of Ziv, there's also the additional concern of Lishma. But initially the Gemara thinks that it's either or. If it's Lishma, then it's not El Ziv. And if it's because of Ziv, then it's not because of Lishma. So for a while, let's see what the Gemara is going to assume. Ultimately, the Gemara says, Rabba is laid the Rabba. Regardless, the halacha is like Rabba. We pass him like Rabba. The concern over here is Ziv. And we'll see in the sugya, nafkaminis between Rabba. The Gemara is going to say three nafkaminis between Rabba and Rabba. Rabba Gamliel, Eimer, after making him an erectum of Nechege. Rabba Gamliel is Meisif, not only from Medina Sayam, but even from Rechem and Nechege. Rabba Lezer, Eimer, I feel like Ludim Lilud. The Gemara says, The issue over here is the issue of smuchas and mugloys. Tanakama holds from Medina Siam, it's true. From Medina Siam, we have to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta, but not from cities that are adjacent. And alchas kama v'chama cities that are mamish muvla into to some. You know, the border is not a straight line, except in certain states in the United States. Some of the border is a straight line, but most places in the world, even Eretz Yisrael included, the border is not a straight line. So you have muvloys. You have places of putzlards. But they're really eruptions into the into Eretz Yisrael, so that's what's called mevlois. And smuchis means that it's not mevla, but it's adjacent, it's close to. The Gemara doesn't say a shir, but it's close to Eretz Yisrael. So that's called smuchis and mevlois. The Gemara says Tanakama holds from smuchis and mevlois, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Where does it say that in Tanakama? See, Taisa says the word Medina Seyah means mokum rochik. So in the language of Tanakama itself, that's the point of choosing the language of Medina Sayam, not Kustos. Medina Sayam means faraway places that are not even smuchis and mugloys. Rashi's chelik, we'll see Rashi in a second. Rashi says that Medinas Yam just means chutzlarts. So where does it say in the Tanakhama smuchas and mugoyes? So the chari, you have to say, it doesn't say beferish, but we can infer from Rabbi Gamliel and Abelezer. Because Rabbi Gamliel says, afa meifi minarekha minarchege, Rabbi Elezer says, afil mikra ludum lulud. So we can infer from there that the Tanakhama disagrees. And the Tanakhama says, no, not from rekha minarchege, not from kra ludum lulud. So anyway, in the Gemara's Mavur, that Rekim and Cheger are Somach Teres Yisrael, and Kraludim is Muvla into the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. So Tanakhama says, Rekim and Cheger, you don't have to say Befana Nechtav. And Kosh came from Kraludim Lulud. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, Rekim and Cheger, you do have to say Befana Nechtav, Befana Nechtav. Smuchis is not good enough. It's like Medina Sayyam. And Ebelezer says, even Kraludim Lulud, even Muvlois, is like Medina Sayyam, and you have to say Bufana Nechta, Bufana Nechta. The Chachamim Laimim ain't itself Shem Bufana Nechta, Bufana Nechta, Mela Mevim Medina Sayyam Ba'amelech. We'll see no more what are the Chacham of you coming to be Mesef on the Tanakhama, if anything. One thing that's clear is one thing that seems to be the one new word in the Chacham is Melech. Up to now, we're talking about a get that's going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. It's Hamevi. Chachamim are adding a new element, a Melech. So, are they arguing with the Tanakhama? Are they coming to the Mefarsh the Tanakhama? That's a discussion in the Gemara. Epshim Leil says, even Megmaini Legemaini, the Gemara's Mavur, it means even in one city in Eretz Yisrael. But if the two halves of the city belong to two different hegemonias, two different governments, two different like East Berlin and West Berlin, and there's no communication between the two, it's like an iron curtain. So then also you have to say so. Also, there's not so Edom and not Mutzim Lekaimai, and therefore Edom and not Mutzim Lekaimai, and therefore you have to say Befana Nechta, Befana Nechta. Let's finish reading the Gemara, then we'll go to Rashi, we'll do it more slowly. Rav Yehuda gives the borders. What is Eretz Yisrael for this? For Gittin. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Mirekem L'Mizrach, Mirekem K'Mizrach. Rekem marks the eastern border. I guess you draw a line perpendicular to Rekem. And Rekem itself is K'Mizrach. That means Rekem itself is like Chutzlarts. That's not like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, I'm sorry, that's like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, Hamevim and Arekem and Minachager, you have to say Befana Nechta, Befana Nechta. So Rabbi Yehuda Chayrish Tim is with Rabbi Gamliel. According to Tanakhama, Rekem is Smuchos. You don't have to say Befana Nechta, Befana Nechta. Rabbi Yehuda here is going like Rabbi Gamliel, not like the Tanakhama. Rekem Gemisach, Me'askachin Ledorim, Me'askachin Kedorim, Me'akel Letzofen, Me'akel Ketzofen. Rabbi Akeker Sol Gittin. This is all from Chutz La'aretz. What about Eretz Yisrael itself? I maybe get bit Eretz Yisrael. Ein Yisrael Shem B'fan Anechta B'fan Anechta. According to Rabba, because they became in Lishma. And according to Rava, since you're within Eretz Yisrael, so Eidim and Mutsuyim L'Kaimah. So therefore we're not afraid to get his Mizuyuf, because if a Baal come, we'll be Ma'arad to get his Mizuyuf. Not a problem. You'll be able to easily find Eidim, and we'll be Mekayim to get. So therefore, Dailat Sarah B'Shaita. There's no reason to be Mekayim to get now, and there's no reason to require B'fan Anechta B'fan Anechta. Ve'im Yisrael Avayrim, if the Baal will come. And it'll be Ma'ar, then Yiskayem Bechais. Okay, there's all kinds of questions you could have just reading, just barreling through the Mishnah. I think everything hopefully will become clear in the course of time. So let's start off with Rashi, the beginning of Rashi. Hamei beget Medina Sayyam. So Rashi, Kol Chutz La'aretz Korolei Medina Sayyam, Bar Mi Bobel Kedom Lekamot. Says Rashi, Medina Sayyam means all of Chutz La'aretz, except for Bobel. Gemara says Bobel is Keretz Yisrael Gittin, Bobel they were Bekiyim B'lishma. And there was constant communication between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have to worry about Edom, Mutzi, and Lekaimai. So Bavel is not considered to be Chutz La'aretz. But otherwise, Medina Sayyam is synonymous with Chutz La'aretz. So Taisus says, Medina Sayyam, point to Rashi, you could have said Chutz La'aretz. I maybe get me Chutz La'aretz. It's just a sanana, it's a fancy term. It's a fancy term for... It's called Chutz La'aretz Karlei Medina Sayyam. Taisa says, So why is the Mishnah being so coy? If it means chutzlarts, let us say chutzlarts. So Tosfos, mishum de bechutzlarts, a mashma kol chutzlarts, afilu rekem mechaya. It would have said chutzlarts. It would have sounded like even smuchis, even places that are close to Eretz Yisrael, close, not good enough. It's still chutzlarts. So therefore, it says medinas hayam. Lochinok at medinas hayam, the mashma rochik. Kma yishu shaholach bailam medinas hayam. And that's where we know that the Tanakhama holds that smuchis is not like not included in Medina Siyam. That from smuchis you don't have to say b'vana nechta b'vana nechta. But Rashi says that all of chutzlarts is called Medina Siyam. So the Ran Taka yes and Rashi. He says it's not true. And what do you mean kol chutzlarts calling Medina Siyam? It's not true. Smuchis are chutzlarts, and yet you don't have to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. So take a look at Ran. The Dibur Maskel Lefichu, second target. But the Ran quotes Tosis that Medina Siyam means Mokam Rochik, meaning places that are Rochik from Eretz Yisrael. And why are places that are Rochik from Eretz Yisrael called Medina Siyam? Because the Tana is in Eretz Yisrael. No. Everywhere outside of the greater New York area is out of town. They're in town? No, they're out of town. But we're in New York, you know. Everything else is out of town. So that's what the Gemara is saying. He's saying you bring a get from out of town. Out of town means far from Eretz Yisrael. Then calls a noyachli, le'michak or kol kach chutz l'aretz Eretz Yisrael le'mikri la'medina sayam. So the Ran doesn't like Tosfos Pshat. Ran says if you're saying medina sayam means mokum rochik, then it would mean very rochik. Because if you're using medina sayam to imply rochik, then the implication is amish very far, you know, the other side of the sambatim or something. Medina sayam. That's not true. Even if you come from Smuchis means right next to Eretz Yisrael. But if you go, the next town over from Smuchis, you already have to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. It's not a mokum rochik, but it's not samach to Eretz Yisrael. It's overkill. You want to say mokum rochik, you're using a lashon of Medina Siyam. Medina Siyam sounds like me'eva lahari cheshich. So therefore the Ran doesn't like Tosfos Pshat. He says, "Kedamina b'yama yishu sholach b'ayla Medina Siyam, v'ochle Medina Siyam nami, huadin, nam, in the hide, huadin mokum rochik, harbi, mekom mokum Medina Siyam, mam mishkava." How we don't find such a usage, Medina Siyam? Medina Siyam means took a boat and you went to Medina Siyam. It doesn't have the meaning of Medina Siyam, of a Mokum Rochik. Lefichach ono oimim, the Tanakamet isle smuchas umvlois, the Tanakamet isle the smuchas umvlois loy tzichi, the Tanakamet who holds the smuchas umvlois don't need to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechtam, noket chutz lorat shu mitzad ma'arobi shal eretz yisrael. Means literally, you put a get by boat. And what's the point of that? Now, it's obviously coming from the west. From the east, you're not coming by boat. So the Mishnah is envisioning a case somebody's coming with a get by boat. And that has the implication that he's coming, A, from Chutz Laretz, and B, not from Smuchus and Mublois, because there are no Smuchus and Mublois if you're coming from the west by boat. There are no ayoras right off the coast. You know, there are countries that you have to sail away to. So therefore, that's the Tana is instantiating the din of Hamei Beget in the case we're coming from the west. And the point of instantiating it in just that way is to make the point that you're coming from Chutz La'aretz and not from Smuchus and Mavlois, and therefore we can extrapolate on our own. And what if you're coming from another side, from the other sides, from the east, from the north, from the south? Well, in Echran, of course, you also have to say there's nothing special about the west, but it has to be similar to a person who's coming by boat, i.e., that he's not coming from Smuchus and Mavlois. That's how the Ran learns. And the Ran says that maybe that's the Pshat in Rashi as well. He says, Behemshech, Efshe Shil Zen is Kav in Rashi. Shekosav to Kol Chutz La'aretz Koyim Medina Seyam, Kolayim Ha Kol Chutz La'aretz Shu Doyme Le Chutz La'aretz Shem Medina Seyam. You know, nice in Rashi is Dochuk to say that Rashi means the West. Kol Chutz La'aretz Koyim Medina Seyam means all of Chutz La'aretz is called, all Chutz La'aretz, the words of Rashi is very hard to believe that's what Rashi meant. Kol Chutz La'aretz Koyim Medina Seyam. The Ran is reading Rashi. Kol Chutz La'aretz is not Medina Seyam, but it's Korli Medina Seyam because it's like Medina Seyam. It's like you're coming by boat if it's not Smuchus and Mavlois. Yeah. The Lashon of Rashi is a little bit difficult. It's L'charz Hashem Rashi. So what do we do with the Rashi? Kol Chutz La'aretz Korli Medina Seyam. So not true. Smuchus and Mavlois is you do not have to say before the Nechta, before the Nechta. So I think maybe there's a Gilui in the Rashi later on in Daptalim. Look at Rashi in Daptalim and Aleph, the bottom of the Omer. The Gemara over there explains the machlekes on a common and Gleilin and Belezer. What's the machlekes? The Gemara says, hey, let's look at the Gemara first. The Gemara says, we're picking it up in the middle of the sugya, but the Gemara says, the Gemara is explaining how Rabbah and Rava, each one according to their own lights, are going to explain the machlekes Tanaim in the Mishnah. On a common and Gleilin and Belezer. The Gemara says, Rabba Mataras Tameh, Rabba Mataras Tameh. It's about a little bit more than halfway down. The first word in the line is Rabba Mataras Tameh. Rabba says that the issue of the mission is Lishma, that in Chutz La'aretz they don't know about Lishma. So he explains like this. The Kul Yama Lefisha Ein Bikiyam Lishma. Everybody agrees, all the Tanoim agree, the basic reason for the fun in Echda is because of Lishma. Welcome, Rifli. What's the Mach like this? Tanakama Savar, Hani, Rekim Necheger, Smuchais, came in the Smuchais Migmar Gmiri. The Nakama says, yeah, in Chutz La'aretz they don't know about Lishma, but place that are near Eretz Yisrael, the knowledge percolates a little bit, and therefore the places that are Smuchais, like Rekha Mecheger, and Mublois Lachas Kama V'chama, they also know about Lishma. So therefore the Tanakama says, from Smuchais, from Rekha Mecheger, you don't have to say before and after, before and after. Rasa Ramulia Lamemer, Mublois Gmiri, Smuchais like Gmiri. And Ragmila said, no, the Mublois, the Taka Gmiri. But the smuchos are not gemiri. They don't. They're still not learned. So therefore, from rechem and cheger, you have to say before the nechtem, for the nechtem. Not from chalud and lud, where it's mublois. But rechem and cheger, you have to. But also, Rabbi Lezer lemeimu mublois not milo shli tachlik minas yam. And Rabbi Lezer says, not that mublois are not gemiri. That's apparently a bridge too far to say that mublois are not gemiri. But with if the mamish inside of Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the gemiri too. But blessed loy plug, since they made a takana Chutz La'aretz, you have to say fana nechta fana nechtam. So even mublois, since technically it's Chutz La'aretz, you have to say fana nechta fana nechtam. That's Rava. And whoever mataras the tameh to kol yam elufish ain't any mitzvim lekaimer. Basic reason is because of ain't any mitzvim lekaimer. Tanakama sova hani came the smuchas mishloch shichi. Tanakama says, well, if they're so close to Eretz Yisrael, like Rekem and Cheger, the smuchas, then there's communication, there's travel from. There's people always traveling from the Smuchais to Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say before the Nechta. And Ramulia says, no, even though they're near Eretz Yisrael, but at the end of the day, it's the other side of the border, and there's not so much communication. So it's not Shrichi, it's not Eidem Mitzuyin Lekaimer. And Rabbi Lezer says, even Mavlois, which are certainly Shrichi, but nonetheless, there's a loy plug, same as in Rabbah, there's a loy plug, shleitachalik medina seyam. So, But it says Rashi. But also, the Rashi is just the second to last Rashi. But also, the last lemeimer muvlois namiloi kilemar afal gab the gemiri. He's calling the rabbi. Afal gab the gemiri loy nafgi mechlal medina sayam. Even though the taka gemiri, but it's still included in medina sayam. So as far as the toichen of the gemara over there in that valid Rashi, not really telling me anything important. But at least that I see. But I think there's a diak in Rashi that you see in Rashi that how he said the coin of a lezer muvlois are not nafki, they're not yotzi from Medina, they're not excluded from the category of Medina Seyam. Mashmoy says that a coin of a Gamliel and Tanakama muvlois are excluded from Medina Seyam. They're not Medina Seyam. And by extension, coin of a Gamliel, even smuchos are not excluded from Medina Seyam, and according to Tanakama, even smuchos are excluded from Medina Seyam. In other words, I think what it says perhaps in this Rashi, especially Basir, if the Rashi be off, is that Medina Seyam is talking another word for chutzlars. Rashi Bayas says called chutzlars called Medina Seyam. It's a synonym for chutzlars. But the chutzlars itself, the category of chutzlars and the category of Eretz Yisrael, is a flexible category. And it's contextual. And something might be chutz la'aretz for Trumas and Maisus L'mashal, for Shemitah, for some things it might be chutz la'aretz. And for other purposes, we might consider it to be Eretz Yisrael. And when the Tanakhama says that smuchas and muvlois, that if you bring a get from smuchas and muvlois, you don't have to say b'fon enechtu b'fon enechtam, it's not because, even though it's chutz la'aretz, you don't have to say b'fon enechtu b'fon enechtam. Rather, it's because it's not chutzlarts. L'inyan gittin, it's not chutzlarts. Just like similar to later on in the Gemara, we'll see. Meir Omer, Akri Keretz Yisrael L'gittin. Mamash, she's such a lesson. Akri is not Eretz Yisrael. We'll see Machlokes. Queen Harina Tam, for sure. Akri is not Eretz Yisrael. But L'gittin, it's Eretz Yisrael. The lesson of Meir is, L'halocha L'maiser, Meir is not, there's no question, Meir is saying, from Akri, you don't have to say V'fon Enechto, V'fon Enechto. But the way he says it is, he doesn't say Akri is chutz la'aretz, but nonetheless you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. He says Akri is keretz Yisrael. If you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, I think what the pshat in Rashi is, if you don't, by definition, a place that's so close to Eretz Yisrael that we treat it like Eretz Yisrael for le'inyan b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, then le'inyan gittin is Eretz Yisrael. Mali for other things, for Shemitah is not Eretz Yisrael. For Dumas is not Eretz Yisrael. For gittin it's Eretz Yisrael. This Rashi goes together with the Rashi Miyos. Rashi Miyos says that Medina Seyam is a synonym for Chutz La'aretz. Kol Chutz La'aretz calling Medina Seyam. The Rami asks, what do you mean? Kol Chutz La'aretz calling Medina Seyam? It's not true. What about Smuchas and Mubois? We have Rashi Nafdala who says that the Machlekes Tanakama and Rebbe Lezer, Tanakama and Rebbe Lila and Rebbe Lezer is what's included in Medina Seyam. According to Taisus, that's not true. Medina Seyam means Mokum Rochik. Tanakhama says you have to bring a, you only have to say b'fanei nechta from a mokum rochik. Rabbi Gamliel says not only from a mokum rochik, not only from Medina Seyam, even from Rekem and Cheger. According to Tosfos the Moshul, the statement of I maybe get Medina Seyam to Rosh Hashanah b'fanei nechta is only true according to Tanakhama. Tanakhama says from a mokum rochik you have to say b'fanei nechta, from a mokum koriv you don't have to say b'fanei nechta. And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, not only from Medina Seyam, not only from a Mokum Rochik, even from Rechem and Cheker, even from a Mokum Korv. That's how Tosfos reads the Mishnah. According to Rashi, the Tanakhama's statement is true according to everybody. Hamevi get me Medina Seyam. If you bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, and that's true both according to Tanakhama and according to Rabbi Gamliel and according to Rabbi Lezer. The Machlokes is, le'inyan gittin, what's included in the word Chutz La'aretz? What's included in Medina Seyam? So Rabbi Lezer says, anything that's not, Rebbe Lezer says, everything, even Mavlois, it's all included in Medina Seyam, it's all included in the Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Mulia says, no, Mavlois are not included in Chutz La'aretz. Smuchas are included in Chutz La'aretz. And the Tanakhama says, even Smuchas are not included in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is the rest of Chutz La'aretz. It's Ramesh, I think it's Ram Shutim. I think this Rashi in Nabdal, it sheds light on the Rashi by us. The Nafkaminim Pshat, again, to repeat myself, the Nafkaminim Pshat is, if you would ask Rabbi Gamliel, is it true that I may be getting medinas hayam tzarich shayim from a nechta from a nechta? Do you subscribe to that statement? The Taisus would say no. Rabbi Lee would say no. I don't think it's only from medinas hayam. I think it's even from a malkum karev. Right. So according to Rashi, and the same thing in. Yeah, according to Ran also, it's also Rabbi Meir would say, no, that's misleading. Maybe get Medina Siyah. That means only dumya to only similar to a person coming by boat, meaning not smuchas and muvlois. I don't think that's true. I think even smuchas and muvlois don't have to say, or at least I think even smuchas have to say fun and after fun and after. But according to Rashi, hakol maidim, maybe get Medina Siyah. Everybody agrees. Maybe get Medina Siyah. So I'll show you fun and after fun and after. That's muskim lekol yama. That's the rule. But the shailas, but what does Medina Siyah mean? What's not Kimachal Medina Siyam and what's included in Medina Siyam? That's the whole machlek, is what's included in Medina Siyam and what's not included in Medina Siyam. I think there could be a nafkamina, Mekanim Advarim, or if we're right, I think that there could be a nafkamina la loch. The din is that you have to say Fadinechta, not only if you're coming from Chutz Doritz to Eretz Yisrael. But also, if you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, that's in the Chachamim, the Afa Melech. And according to Rava, it's another poshut, because Einanim would see in the time, it's a two-way street. In Eretz Yisrael, they can't find Einanim from Chutz La'aretz, and in Chutz La'aretz, you can't find Einanim from Eretz Yisrael. Gemara makes that explicit. That according to Rava, and the Maskonis, the Rava, is like the Rava, so the bottom line of the Gemara is that everybody agrees. You have to say upon a nechta, upon a nechta, in either direction. Because even though in Eretz Yisrael they know about Lishma, the Havamim of the Gemara that Rapa less laid the Rava, and it only has to do with Lishma. So then it's only coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. If you're going the other direction, then there's no problem with Lishma. But, and the Gemara says in the Chachamim, according to the Havamim of Rava, the Tanakhama would say only Hamevi, not Hamelech. And the Chacham would say Af Hamelech are arguing with the Tanakhama. According to Rava, the Chacham would come to Mefarsh the Tanakhama, because if it's totally in the Einim would see in the Kaima, he said, what's the difference in which direction you're going? The Maskanus of Gemara said Rabbi agrees to that too, because Rabbi is like the Rava. So now, what's the din if a person is taking a get? He's being Melech a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Taking a get from Eretz Yisrael to China. So he has to say upon a nechta, upon a nechta. That's the double post. What if he's taking a get, though? Not to China. He's taking a get from Eretz Yisrael to the next country over. Let's say he's taking a get from Eretz Yisrael to Jordan. Jordan's also Eretz Yisrael. Whatever, I know what's the next to Lebanon. He's taking a get from Eretz Yisrael to Lebanon. But he's taking the get from a place that's samuch to Lebanon. He lives, the get is originating from a place that's in Eretz Yisrael, but it's just by the border, some of the Lebanon. Does he have to say before the Nechta, before the Nechta, according to Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel? Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel, who both hold to there's a concept of smuchas, that smuchas are exempt from before the Nechta, before the Nechta. Right? Tanakam holds smuchas and muvlois are exempt from before the Nechta. Rabbi Gamliel says only smuchas. Rabbi Leza says neither. But both Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel say that smuchas are exempt from Fadinechta. So in the case of the Mishnah, you're coming from Lebanon to Eretz Yisrael, but it's from a place in Lebanon that's right near Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say Fadinechta. What if you're going the other direction? You're going from Eretz Yisrael to Lebanon, but you're going from a place in Eretz Yisrael that's right hard by the border, right next to Lebanon. Into Lebanon, taking into Beirut. Do you have to say Fadinechta or Fadinechta? Assuming that there is a din of smukas, like the Tanakam and Ramulil. So the Ran says Befeyers, yes. That means, the Ran says Befeyers, no, you do not have to say Befon and Nechta, Befon and Nechta, but that's the din of smukas. It's Shchichi. What's the difference? It's the same principle. Just like this Aloch of Shchichi, that a place that's in Leb, that's Somach to Eretz Yisrael, it's Shchich L'Kaima in Eretz Yisrael. So a place that's Somach to Lebanon, it's Shchich L'Kaima in Lebanon. So the Ran says that and at the end of the sugya, it says Befeirsh, that both Melech and Mevi, this is a din of smuchas. The Chayra, according to Rashi, can't be so. Because Bishlam, if you hold, like the Ran, so smuchas, let's say, but maybe we'll start with Rashi, it'll be clear. If you hold like Rashi, the word of smuchas and mavois is that a place that smuch teretz Yisrael is not Medina Sayyam, it's not Chutz Lartz. Le'inyin gittin, it's keretz Yisrael, like Rameir, akli keretz Yisrael le'gittin. So Rabbi Gamliel would say, rekem keretz Yisrael le'gittin. That's really Rabbi Gamliel's rule, according to the way we're explaining the Rashi. Rekem is not Medina Sayyam, rekem is Eretz Yisrael. Not for other things, but for gittin, rekem is Eretz Yisrael. Rekem and cheger Eretz Yisrael. Le'inyin gittin, Eretz Yisrael, because there's smuch teretz Yisrael. Hey, talking loymar that Rekem is Eretz Yisrael. Let's say this Rekem is the town that's on the east. You know, let's say we call it Jordan. Rekem is in Jordan, just east of Eretz Yisrael. Le'inyan Gittin, it's Eretz Yisrael. Now imagine this is some other town that's on the Eretz Yisrael side of Rekem, just next to Rekem. So if are you talking loymar that Rekem is Eretz Yisrael Gittin, but this other town, we'll give it a name. I don't know. With Merrick, there's Rekem, there's Merrick. So there's Rekem. Rekem is Keretz Yisrael Gittin, and then Merrick is Kechutz is Kechutz Laretz Gittin. That doesn't make any sense. How could it be? This town that's further from Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael because it's Samoch, and the town that's Samoch the other way, that's town in Eretz Yisrael, but it's Samoch to Jordan, is like Jordan. Doesn't make any sense. And furthermore, if you took a get from Merrick into Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say it's in Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to Rashi, we're trying to define Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael. And Le'inyan Gittin, the Gdorim are more flexible, they are broader. The getter of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin is wider. The compass of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin is wider than this for other things, because we include Smuchas and Mavlois. But we're including them in Eretz Yisrael. But it can't be that towns that are in Eretz Yisrael mamish, but are on the border with Chutz Laretz, they're not included in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to label them Medina Sayyam. We're going to label them Chutz Laretz. If they're Eretz Yisrael, they're Eretz Yisrael. If Rekem is Eretz Yisrael, is Eretz Yisrael in Yigitin, then Achaz Kama Vakamas, towns that are in Eretz Yisrael mamish on the border are Eretz Yisrael in Yigitin. So I think according to Rashi, it's going to follow that there's no din, that the din of smuchis is. Smuchis is a way to widen Eretz Yisrael. Samach Eretz Yisrael, we label it as Eretz Yisrael. But that's it only goes in that direction. Samach to Chutz Laretz, don't label it as Chutz Laretz. According to Taisus and according to the Ran also, the din of Smuchis is not a, we're not defining Eretz Yisrael. We're not saying that Rekem and Cheger are Eretz Yisrael. Rekem and Cheger are Chutz Laretz. Smuchis rather, what is Smuchis qualifies as maybe. What kind of havo'o is mechayev and mefane nechtam, mefane nechtam? A havo'o mimokim rochi. A havo'o that's like somebody coming by boat. A havo'o that's not from a mokim samuch. That kind of havo'o is mechayev and mefane nechtam, mefane nechtam. So that can cut in both directions. If you're being melech from a mokim samuch, you're not called a melech, and you're not called a maybe. So that can make sense. It makes sense to say. It's not that rekim is keretz Yisrael. Rekim is kechutz laretz. But a havah from Rekem is not the havah that requires one nechtam, one nechtam, because it's not a havah that's mimokam rochik. It's not a havah that's like coming by boat. That's according to Taisus in the Ran. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, the din of smuchas and mavlois is defining Eretz Yisrael, and we're saying that the mekaymes has smuchim Eretz Yisrael and nafki mecham adinas leyam. We define them as Eretz Yisrael. The din is yet if you go from chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say one nechtam, one nechtam. But places that are samach teretz Yisrael are not defined as chutz laretz, defined as Eretz Yisrael. But we can't say the places that are in Eretz Yisrael and samach techutz laretz defined as chutz laretz. That would be absurd. Aye, l'chayr, 1 second. But what about the svar? Bottom line is in shchichi. Let's say it's all follows. But bottom line, we could ask Rashi, if you're going from this Merrick over into Jordan, isn't it shchichi? It's right next to Jordan. Say the Mesuyim Mekayma. The same way shchichi in the other direction. Like what's the pshat? Why should it only be in one direction? I think the Cheshbon is right. But the Shaila is, the mice in Chayin Svarad, I just ran off a point. Why should this din of smuchas only apply to a maybe and not to a melech? So, but even Poshut Gishlamer, it's like a little plug. Chazal were Eretz Yisrael centric. This is the way they made the takana. They made the takana, you bring a get from chustoros, you have to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. That's normally, that's how we're missing. You bring a get from chustoros, you have to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. And that's how they made the takana. And they made the takana the other way too, that a b'fanei chusla has to say. And then they said, but what exactly are we going to call chustoros? Places that are not so close to Eretz Yisrael. But smuchas and mavlois, we're not going to call them chustoros. Once they, and they made that allowance because of Shechiyah Gemir. But the allowance can only go one way. Because the allowance was to consider it to be honorary Eretz Yisrael. Rekim is honorary Eretz Yisrael. Inyan Gittin is Eretz Yisrael. So they gave Rekim a status of Eretz Yisrael. Inyan. Not every single case maybe will fit. Like similar to Rebbe Lezer, like Tachlik Nina Seyam. So that the Chacham don't hold. But this far they do hold. There's a certain amount of Tachlik. Once you said Rekim is Eretz Yisrael, Inyan Gittin, it's not from Chacham Nina Seyam. And that's how it is. And it goes both ways. It could be, by the way, I'm thinking maybe it'll go even further. What if you're bringing a get? What if you're bringing a get from Rekim? I'm going with the Tanakam and Wheel. Rekim is Keretz Yisrael and Gittin. Some of Keretz Yisrael is like Keretz Yisrael. Okay, what if you're bringing a get, not from Rekim to Keretz Yisrael? You're bringing a get from Rekim. Up to now we're talking about Merrick. But let's say from Rekim. You're bringing a get from Rekim to the next town over in Jordan. Rekim is just east of Eretz Yisrael. Beyond that, there's some other town that's even more east of Eretz Yisrael. It's a few miles down the road, further east. And I bought a get. They bought a get from Rekim to the next town over to the east.
What about bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael from Rekim to somewhere on the complete opposite side? That's Machrach.
Right, maybe that's also. But that could be once there's communication with Eretz Yisrael. Within Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of communication. I could maybe hear that once Rekim communicates with Eretz Yisrael, Shechichi, so then it becomes part of the circulatory system of all of Eretz Yisrael. So even on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, you could also find Eden from Rekim, where Makir Chasim is from Rekim, at least conceivable. But I want to push it. This is a. We'll see later on. We'll get to Kfaludim and Lud. Once a place is Samach Teretz Yisrael, then you're part from B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam. If you bring from that place to anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, it's not only from Rekim to the town next to Rekim. By the way, the Mishnah should say so. Afa Meivim in Rekim. It should say Afa Meivim in Rekim to the place in Eretz Yisrael right next to Rekim. It doesn't say it. It says Afa Meivim in Rekim. The implication is from Rekim to anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. See, also by Kfaludim Lulud, the Rishonim were all busy. Why do they have to mention Lud at all? Feel me, Kfaludim. If you come from Kfaludim, you potter. That's not only to Lud, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So, in fact, say reasons why you have to mention Lud. Luchar Lud's not even important. But I'm asking, you're going from Rekim, which is the other side, the eastern. Rekim is going from Rekim, just east of Eretz Yisrael, and you're going from Rekim to the next town over to the east. Feed the Ran and Taisus, and it's double posh. You don't have to say, why should you say Bonin after Bonin after? You're within the same Medina. It's going from Jordan to Jordan, it's local postage. But why should you say Bonin after Bonin after? Nobody ever said it's Eretz Yisrael. It's Chutzlorz. If you're going from Rekem to Eretz Yisrael, since you're coming, Mimokim Somuch, so you're Shichi, so you're exempt from Bonin after Bonin after. That's a special Dinah Smuchis. But if you're going from Rekem to the next town to the east, you don't need a special dinim. That's ba'isim adinim b'din esyam. You're potter from funny, according to Rabbi, not, but according to Rabbi, you're potter from funny nechta, funny nechta. But according to Rashi, l'chayra, Rekem is Keretz Yisrael in Yigitin. It's nafik mecham b'din esyam. They gave Rekem the status of Eretz Yisrael. So if you go from Rekem to the next town over, you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. What? Why? All the towns that are just on the border of Eretz Yisrael, they all have dinah smuchas. No, because it's a din of Eretz Yisrael. Samach Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Yisrael. That's where it ends. It's not like a kedei klipa and then shasta. Next kedei klipa, like you have when you're there, such an issue. The din is, according to Rashi, the word is Eretz Yisrael inyan gittin is smuchas in v'loistu. So Rekim is, as far as gittin is concerned, Rekim has been labeled as Eretz Yisrael. Well, that cuts both ways. If you're going from Rekim to Eretz Yisrael, it's a kula. But if you're going from Rekim to the next town over, it's a chumra. I know, it's very mechudish. It's very mechudish to say this. But l'chor, according to Rashi, if we're right in Rashi, l'chor this will follow. Okay, see light in Rashi. So, tzorach shi, at tzorach, so Rashi has shliach ha-mevi lema, the shliach ha-vo'o has to stay before the nechto, before the nechto. But time him, in far as we are, Rabban Rova, the shliach zeh ha-baal asoi shliach le-hilocha. Rashi stresses, this shliach, what kind of shliach is he? He's a shliach ha-hilocha. He's a shliach, the baal made him a shliach to be meilich to get. Shuti Rashi means la puke. This is another kind of shliach. This is shliach kabbalah. You have a shliach halacha that the baal made him a shliach to deliver the get, and the get is chal. Shliach is b'mokam about the get is chal when the shliach gives the get to the isha. It's also shliach kabbalah. The woman sent the shliach to be kabbalah get, and the get is chal when the shliach received the get, and now he's just bringing it back to the back home that he should have. So the Ran is Medayek and Rashi that the din of B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta is only by Shliach Eloch. By Shliach Kabbalah, there's no din of B'fani Nechta or B'fani Nechta. Why? What's the difference? So the Ran, I'm going to talk about later when I get to the end of the Rashi. So I think it'll be easier to talk about it more when we get to the. No, let's leave it. I'm going to put this on a back burner. When we finish all the Rashi's in the Mishnah, which probably won't be today, we're not going to have time. We'll see how it goes. Okay. But we'll come back to this. But just to know, just to flag it for now. The Ran says that it's Meduyik and Rashi that the din of Panenechta is only by Shliach Halacha, not by Shliach Kabbalah. And he brings a Mokka from the Gemara Daf Chav Dalet, which is Kedai to see. But the Gemara says that if a woman herself comes from Medina Siyam with her get in tow, so there's no din of b'fanei nechta, because she was already megureshes in chutz la'aretz. So just because now she shows up with a get and she wants to use the get as a raya, that's not a reason to say b'fanei nechta. That's a gemara megureshes. Chayik is showing what the gemara means. Does the gemara mean she doesn't need to say b'fanei nechta, or does the gemara mean it doesn't help her to say b'fanei nechta, because they only gave the nemanos to a shliach? It's all a fertile discussion. Kavanim, the Ran understands the Gemara to mean she doesn't need to say b'fanei nechta. He talks about why, and he says the shliach kabbalah in effect is the same thing. The gerushin already happened in chutz la'aretz. We assume the shliach got to get in chutz la'aretz, so there was no. Now he's just coming. He's giving the get to the woman as a raya. So a get that's only being produced now is only being delivered as a raya, but it's not. But the gerushin already happened in chutz la'aretz. There's no din of b'fanei nechta. Yeah, that needs an explanation. Why? So the Ran provides a whole explanation, which we'll talk about. I think we need more to be able to talk about it fruitfully. Let's go on in Rashi. Rekem and Cheger, Zok Rashi. Targum Shel Ben Kodesh Ben Vored and Tagamin Ben Rekem and Cheger. It's by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu pitched his tent in Kodesh Ben Vored. So Rashi says that's Rekem and Cheger. It's the Targum, Rekem and Cheger. We'll see Taisus Chayla. It says Avram was in Eretz Plishtim. Eretz Plishtim is on the west. The Yam is called Yam Plishtim. The Mediterranean is called Yam Plishtim in Torah. So the Plishtim lived in the west. Rekem is in the east. Rekem, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Me Rekem leMizrach, Rekem keMizrach." So how can Avram Avinu's Rekem be the Rekem of our Mishnah? This is in the west. This is in the east.
It's possible that Rashi would have a Girsa without Av because he thinks that Rabbi Elazar is coming.
Rabbi Eliezer
is coming to
be from the forest. No, the Moshe of the Ferris and Chalakas.
No.
The Moshe of the Ferris that we saw before in Daf Dalet. The Moshe of the Ferris said it's three shittas, Tanakama, Rabbi Gamaliel, and Rabbi Eliezer.
So when the Mishnah says, I'm maybe getting the Yosef Yam, it's said, and then we said Rashi holds that they're trying to find what does that mean, I'm maybe getting the Yosef Yam.
Lefi Rashi, maybe I should add that. Lefi Rashi, that everybody really subscribes to the heading of Hamei Beget Medina Sayyam. And the whole machlokes only is what goes into that. I think that's Rafesh and Rashi in the Dalet. The whole machlokes, Tanakama, Rabbi Gamaliel, and Rabbi Eliezer is only what goes under the heading of Medina Sayyam. What's nafik mecham Medina Sayyam? What's not under the heading of Medina Sayyam? What is under the heading of Medina Sayyam? And in that we have three shittas. Tanakama says smuchas and mavois are not under the heading of are nafik mecham Medina Sayyam. And Rabbi Gamaliel says smuchas and nafik mecham Medina Sayyam, but not mavois. And Rabbi Lezer says even Mavlois are not Nafki Mechamadina Seyam. So the question is, how do we know that Tanakhama, if that's the case, how does someone know it's a three-way machlokes? The Tanakhama statement just said, I may be getting Medina Seyam, so actually I'm going to find a Nechlem, find a Nechlem. As far as that goes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Lezer also agree to that. So who says there's even a machlokes over here? It's Mechamish. So according to Rashi, you're going to have to say that the Gemara knows that Tanakhama argues only because, otherwise, what's the argument? Rabbi Lezer is saying the same thing as Tanakhama. So the Gemara infers from the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer that there must be, Rabbi Lezer says, from that the Gemara infers that the Tanakhama must think that from Rekim Mecheg you don't have to say before the Nechba. But not that it's really mefurish in the words of the Tanakhama, we just read it backwards, we imply it backwards from Rabbi Lezer and from Rabbi Lezer. For us, according to Taisus and Niran, in the words of the Tanakhama of Medina, I may forget Medina Seyam, according to Taisus, because Medina Seyam means Mokam Rochik, and according to the Ran, because Medina Seyam means you're coming from the west by ship, and the whole reason to talk about coming by ship is to indicate that we're not including Smuchas and Mavlois. So then it says in the Tanakhama that they're coming to exclude from this halach of requiring Fanenechta, and they're coming to exclude Smuchas and Mavlois. Yeah, right in Rashi. I feel him mikvaludim lelud sheim bechutzlarts. I feel him mikvaludim sheim bechutzlarts lelud she smuchala the merits Yisrael. The Gemara mafarish b'tayves. Then it's in the words of the word that lud is mivlois, not smuchas. Why does Rashi call lud smuchas? Rashi calls lud mikvaludim sheim bechutzlarts lelud she smuchala. That's not the point that it's smucha. The point is that it's mivlois, not that it's smuchas. It's not that it's mubla. I don't think it's not necessarily so shver because Rashi and Davdalad is mashma that mublois is just a greater degree of smuchas. Even though mublois means what I said, it means according to Rashi. It means that it erupts into Eretz Yisrael, but nonetheless. Yeah, Rashi, but towards about a third of the way down. And Dabdala. But Amar Abaya, Yoris Alolu. She Yisifu, Smuches Leretz Yisrael. Hanach Rekim Bechege Der Amulil. Our Smuches Leretz Yisrael. Vahanach Nebeleze, have a Smuches Tvei, She'af Muvloi Sem B'tchuma. They're even more Samach, that they're even Muvlim L'tchum. Muvlim L'tchum doesn't mean Tchum Shabbos, according to Rashi. Ari Shainim, all the does. Some Rishonim learn, Muvlim means it's Samach, but it's so slumach that it's in the Tum Shabbos. It's in 2,000 Amos. But you read the whole Rashi. It's a long Rashi. I'm not going to read it right now inside. But Rashi, the players learn that. Rashi learns Mublois means exactly what I said. Mublois means that it's on the map. There's an eruption of Chutzlar. It sticks into Eretz Yisrael. But it's Mublois and Rashi. That's the whole mile of that is that it's even more slumach. It's a greater smuchas. I'm not saying after meaning in din, just now to understand that the mile of Mavlois is that it's so slumach, it's Mavlois. Mavlois is even more intimate, it's even more slumach. So therefore it's not so terrible that Rashi uses Lashon of Smuchas, even though the Maisa over here we're talking about Mavlois. Because Rashi doesn't want to get into the details of Smuchas and Mavlois. He says the Gemara is in the Farash Bukhtayo, so Rashi doesn't get into it now. There's an issue here, which I mentioned, I touched on before, which is why does he mention Lud at all? The point is Afilo Mikra Ludim. Kfar Ludim is Mubloys, finished with you. So the Chiddush of Rabbi Lezer is that if you're coming from Kfar Ludim, which is Mubla in Tchum Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, what's the difference to Ludim? Anywhere, you're coming from Kfar Ludim, which is Mubla in Eretz Yisrael. Like Rekim and Cheger, it didn't say, when Gamaliel said Rekim and Cheger, he didn't say from Rekim and Cheger from Rekim to Merek. He said, which is the town that I invented, he said that from Rekim. Rekim is like Eretz Yisrael, you don't have the same fun in Echt, it doesn't matter where you're going. Where you're showing up, you came from Rechem. So Chayek Faludim, according to Rebbe Neil, Pshutli, all the Rishonim assume Faludim is the same thing. Rebbe Lezer says that Rebbe Neil thinks from Rechem anywhere in Israel. You don't have to say Fana Nechta for Fana Nechta, but you do have to say Fana Nechta, but from Faludim you don't because it's Mugloys. Chayek to anywhere in Israel. So why mention even Lud? What's the point of mentioning Lud? That's not really the point. So Taisus is about it. Taisus is various extraneous reasons why the Tana mentions Lud. either because Rebbe Lezer happened to live in Lod, so I don't know, gave his hometown a shout out, or and the people in the audience said yay, or it's another reason, but that's why the people in Lod were very motzi in Kfar Ludim. So there is a side chiddush over there, but according to Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi in Kfar Ludim Lod she smuchalav yimeres Yisrael. Rashi doesn't say anything extraneous. Say anything about because what's the point of mentioning Lud? Mikfar Ludim Lud? Well, Mikfar Ludim, I feel Mikfar Ludim. The Nekud is I feel Mikfar Ludim. What's the Lud over here being Mesif? Maybe say Poshut. Let's just keep the Cheshbin of Shat very clear. Tanakama says if you bring a get from a Dinas Hayam, you have to say before the Nechta. But from Rekim and Cheger, you don't. And from Kraludim, you don't. Because Smuchis and Mublois are like Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel says, even Rekim and Cheger, you have to say before the Nechta. But he implies, but from Kraludim, you don't. Because Mublois, he agrees it's like Eretz Yisrael. Now comes Rabbi Lezer and he says, no exceptions. Not only from Rechem and Cheger you have to say before the Nechta, but even from Praludim you have to say before the Nechta. So he's coming to say, you do have to say, despite the fact that it's Muvlois, you do have to say before the Nechta. Even though you're coming from Praludim, which is Muvlois, you do have to say before the Nechta. So maybe Rabbi Lezer adds, Praludim Lud, I don't know if it's Lud or Lud, I have no idea. We say Lud Airport, but I think fancy people say Lud Airport. But we'll say Lud. Anyway, maybe Rebbe Lezer is saying, he's saying Yerubusa. If you bring a get from Kraludim, you have to say Vane Nechta, Vane Nechta. Not only that, even from Kraludim Lud. Rabbi Gamliel says that Kraludim, you don't have to say Vane Nechta, Vane Nechta. Avada, that means from Kraludim to anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Because that's the dinim of Lois. Rebbe Lezer is saying, no, there's no such thing as Mavlois. So if you bring a get from Kraludim, it's like bringing from Chutz Lords. And it just adds, icing on the cake, for good measure. I feel him if Kraludim Lud. Even if you're coming for Kraludim, which is Mavlois, the Chorot should be like Eretz Yisrael. No, but Lamai is just like Tachlik. It's Chutz Lords. Even if you're just crossing the border to get into Lud, which is, I feel him if Kraludim Lud. But in Chanami, as far as Rebbe Lezer over here is the one that's saying, no, it's Chutz Lords, you're not exempt. So he said, you're not exempt, even if it's Kraludim Lud. Loimi Baya from Kraludim, but even from Kraludim Lud. But Rabbi Gamliel, for example, who says that from Kraludim you are exempt, it's not only from Kraludim Lud, it's from Kraludim to anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, because Muvlois, that's how it's mashling more, Muvlois have a din of Eretz Yisrael. The alternative is to say that in Echanami, that the din of Mavlois is only from Mimokim, from the Mavlois to the place in Eretz Yisrael that's right next to it. That's very hard, because by Rekim and Cheger we didn't say that. Rekim, by Smuchas we don't say that. Rekim and Cheger doesn't say it from Rekim to the town next to Rekim. Smuchas is Shechi, and so is Shechi Gmir. According to Rav, it's for sure the way. According to Rav, that's to do with Gemiri. They became in Lishma. Because they're Mavlois, they became in Lishma. So it doesn't make any sense to say, in having the rabbis less than the rabbis. So it certainly doesn't make any sense to say, but only to the town next to it. If they became a lishma, they became a lishma. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that it's a machlek is rabbi and rabbi about this. The Gemara is looking for not communities from rabbi and rabbi. It doesn't say, well, according to rabbi, even from Kraludim to anywhere, but according to rabbi, it's only Kraludim to Lud. So for all these reasons, it's hard to take literally that it's really only, that the din of Kraludim is only Kraludim to Lud. The din of Kraludim, those who hold from Kraludim, who hold that Kraludim has a special din, a special exception, namely Rabbi Gamliel and Tanakamo, who say that Mublois are exempt from Mepanei Nechta, Mepanei Nechtam, they exempt from Kraludim to anywhere in Israel. Rabbi Gamliel, he's slamming the door. I mean, Rabbi Lezer, rather, he's slamming the door. He's saying, no, I feel like Kraludim, you have to say Mepanei Nechta, Mepanei Nechtam. And not only that, I mean, even from Kraludim to Lud. I think in Pshat, that's the simplest thing over here. Okay, I guess we're running out of time. We have another minute. Okay, another minute. Even in one town, if you have a gmeinu legmeinu, then you have to say before the nechtav or before nine nechtav. The Gemara is going to ask, according to Rabba, that's with lishma, then it doesn't make any sense. What's the difference? One town. So they don't talk to each other. But they all know lishma. It's an Eretz Yisrael. They're all bekiyim in lishma. The whole reason for the nechtav, for the nechtav, is because in chutzlars they don't know about lishma. Here we're talking about hegmeinu legmeinu, two cities in Eretz Yisrael. Has to be according to Rabba, if they would be in chutzlars, they would have to say b'vanenechtam, even by Medina. They just don't know lishma. So obviously we're talking about an Eretz Yisrael. So if it only has to do with Emikim lishma, so what's the difference if they talk to each other? But they both know how to learn. Like what's the difference? So the Gemara is Simchami. That's the Gemara's raya at the end, that Rabba is lid derava. That Rabba must concede that there's also the cheshbon of ein mitzuyin l'kaimei. So if Shmuel is machadish, if you have a hegmeinu, the government imposes a lack of communication. So even within the same town, you could have a requirement of b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. The Ramban has a suffix. Ramban is in the pay at the very end. Excuse my v'liya, but teichad varm. He has a suffix if the Tanakama, if Rav Shimon Leal is coming to argue on the Tanakama. Or does Tanakama agree to the Salach? Chayra, how could the Tanakama agree with the Salach? Tanakama holds that from Medina to Medina, from a Mokim Samoch, you do not have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Like that's not a common. Even from a mokum samuch, you do not have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. You know, from chutz l'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, from one medina to another, at least from chutz l'aretz. So you go, and Tanakama says that you smuchas don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, b'shichi. I mean, medina to medina, it's like two egmaidas. You have one, each medina has a different government, and they're so you're crossing a border. Rashi, there's lots of Rashi. Yeah, where Rashi says that between two medinas, there's always a chayrim. I mean, there's not there's a border. There's border patrols and so on. German shepherds. There's a you can't just cross a border like that. I forget what the Rashi is, but Rashi there says between two medinas, there's always a chayrim. There's no free travel. Before globalization, what?
Dalar Mar Alef, I think it's that. Towards the bottom.
Yeah, the Ishkerim name. Right, Ishkerim name. So, how can the Tanakam agree to Shimon Leal? Shimon Leal says that if there's a border, then you have to say Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. Even in one city, if there's a border, you have to say Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. Medina, Medina, there's always a border. But if you're smucha, you don't have to say. So, from one side of the city to the other, about it, smuchas. So how can the Ramban entertain according to Rashi anyway, like that side on the Ramban, that the Rabban Leal is not like the Tanakhama. Rabban Leal doesn't have the concept of smuchis. This segmenta like gemonia, it's smuchis. One half of the city is smucha to the other. And yet you have to say v'nenechta, must be that he holds like Rabban Leal, there's no din of smuchis. So I think you have to say that that side on the Ramban must hold that from one medina to another, there's not such a chayim. That is not as much communication, it's like shichi, but it doesn't rise to the level of egmoni legmoni. Egmoni legmoni means it's a special kapeda not to travel from one side of the city to the other. This police is on. Paka like East Berlin and West Berlin, which you guys don't even remember, but I'm sure you read about it. So, from one border to another, it's not shichi because it's far and because it's a different language, whatever, but it's not cool, it's not the same as two egmonis. So this smuchas helps. But Rashi Nafali says that from one medina to another, there's a chayim. Chayim the Ashi says that Rashi would take a hold like that side on the Ramban. That Rav Shimon Gamliel can't be like the Tekana Kami. Must be like Rav Gamliel. That there's no din of smuchas. If there's a border, smuchas doesn't help. Very good. So, on Sunday.